Huh?
We'll go praise the Lord three times.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All right. Glad each and every one of you is here this evening. Y'all come and you mind the Holy Spirit. Tell you that do what God tells you to do, and we'll have a wonderful time here tonight. Testimony is in order all night long. Anytime God puts one on your heart, you need to give it. And we're thankful for that. I got one announcement, so Tim won't get on me. We have a business meeting tonight after church. You want me to announce that? And so, with that, anybody got any testimonies? We start off.
Yeah, Eddie, I do. My little granddaughter, Briar, was over there this afternoon. I had her help me wash trucks. She made a deal with me. She told me how much she wanted, and I negotiated the price with her to help me. But, I always got my radio on in the garage, and I got that 94.5 on, and all of a sudden it's really loud. I said, Briar, did you turn the radio up? Yeah, I turned it up. That girl could sing every song that came along. Every song she could sing, start to finish. And I told her, I said, well, you didn't get one of my wheels clean, so that's going to deduct from the price, Matter of fact, when you get done, you're probably going to owe me money. She said, well, I don't have any money, but I'll give you my sister. They're teaching her a lot about the Bible, but I don't know where she came up with that giving her sister. I don't know if Rob had something to do with that or what, but those kids are a blessing. And she can sing every one of those songs. I said, well, do you think you and I could sing one? She said, I really don't think so. I don't think so. But that's a blessing. When you see kids that have to get a backpack sent home so they'll have something to eat, and then you see kids raised like these kids are raised, what a blessing it is.
Amen.
What a blessing it is. So, if anybody needs a car washed, you better dig deep, because she charges pretty steep. But it's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Amen. Anyone else? Take prayer requests when we turn this choir loose. Anybody got any prayer requests?
Yeah, Eddie, remember Jennifer and Luke and their whole group? Briar was over, she was the only one of the bunch that wasn't sick. She wanted to stay at my house. She said, all the rest of them are sick. I want to stay at your house. But Berkeley was feeling bad. Branson and Jennifer's had this stuff, and Luke. So, that's a they got to work, and they got a lot of responsibilities, and when you're sick, Amen. It's a tough way to go. Yeah.
I remember the Ransom family, Jerry Ransom's family. Amen. Passed away.
Remember Papa? We went to go visit him today for his birthday. Spirit-wise, he seems like he's doing okay, but he's got to walk before they're going to let him go out of the rehab facility. He's really not there. And he's got another week and a half, I think, before they're wanting him to go. And he's pretty content to walk in that wheelchair, walk himself around, but he wants to go home, and I think he's just real scared to stand up again and do all that on his own. So if you all would remember him.
Amen.
Remember Joe. He's going to go see the retina specialist tomorrow. Got one of his eyes.
Amen.
My 7-month-old grandson is having minor surgery in the morning.
Eddie, remember my nieces, and also remember one of my nephews. He hurt his back on the ranch carrying some feed, and my niece had to take him to the emergency room, and he's going to see a chiropractor tomorrow.
Katie McCracken's in Florida, and Gary Morris in Huntington. Never been up to
that. Amen.
It's quite serious what they what's going on.
Anyone else?
Matter of fact, Eddie, when we pray, I'd like to get anointed for Rick, if possible.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You come on up here.
Also, remember our children, too.
Amen. The altar's open. We're going to have a prayer right here. Feel free to come up and pray right here with us as we pray for Rick Goff.
If I leave this world of sorrow sometime before you do, just look for me in heaven. If at first you fail to see me, let me tell you where I'll be. I'll be thanking Christ, my Savior. But if you that city before my time has come. Perhaps you'd like to greet me when my life-saving sea. And I'll tell you now, my brother, just where to wait for me. Don't look the streets of gold. Don't look by the walls of jasper, nor among the many signs one to meet. There I'll be through the countless ages. Just look for me at Jesus' feet.
Yeah. Thank you.
bless you. I hope the Lord lets you tarry long enough to cook some more, because I sure do like your cooking, that's for sure. I've eaten a lot of it. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
I want to stand tonight. Bless you.
Bless you,
I just want to give God a lot of praise and thanks. Every time I sit down to pray before I start studying and before I go in and take an exam, I say it every time while I'm praying. When I end my prayer, I say, I want to give you, I'll be sure, I tell him, I say, I'll be sure to give you the praise if you get me through this.
Right.
And every time he does, and I just want to give him the praise that he deserves, because, and see, this past exam I took this past Friday, I was super nervous about it. I didn't think it was going to work out, and I told him, I said, if you get me through it, I'm going to have to give you the praise, because I cannot do this on my own.
Amen.
And I got through the test, and I got a pretty good score, and I didn't think I was going to do that good. And you know what? The devil started getting me to think after I got that good score. He started making me think that I did it on my own. The devil started, I was like, I kind of surprised myself with that score. And the devil started making me think that Trent Johnson got that score. And whenever some of the other kids in my class were talking about some of the answers that they put, and one of them that they had gotten wrong, I had gotten the right answer. And it was about a certain medication. And I was trying to explain to them why I picked the answer that I did. And my reasoning for picking that answer was way wrong. So there was no reason I should have picked that answer. But for some reason, God made me think to pick that answer. And once I realized that, I was like, okay, yeah, Trent Johnson did not do that, did not get that score on that test. That was completely God. And I just want to thank you for that. Don't worry, though. That doesn't mean I don't know anything. I'll learn it all eventually when I get on rotations. But anyways, I just want to give God the praise. He does that for me all the time. I cannot take any credit for anything he ever does in my life, and I just want to give him 100% praise for everything he does.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Tell you right now, if you have a testimony, don't settle. If he tells you to do something, don't settle.
Right.
Because I was sitting here and he told me to, I was going to request prayer for Rick, but he told me, said, you need to get anointed. And if I hadn't got up, I know I'd have went home real miserable. Guaranteed. There ain't no doubt in my mind. And I'm telling you, I can feel it. You can just feel it.
Yeah.
There's a feeling. I don't care what anybody says. There's a feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I could feel it up there.
Yeah.
And I tell you, you know, you were talking about how you don't know what's wrong with your cousins because they're kind of quiet about stuff. Like, I know people like that that don't want to say, well, this is that. Not me. If there's something going on with me, I want y'all to know about it because this is the greatest bunch I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And I want y'all to pray. I want everybody praying for me. I want you to tell all your friends at other churches to pray for me. Because I believe in prayer. I believe prayer works. I know it does. I've seen it work. And that's what I say. If you hadn't come, like, you'd have missed a good one. If I had your number, I'd text you and told you. Maybe just get there for service. But anyway, I'm glad I was here tonight. Glad I'm saved.
Amen.
And I'm glad to be able to stand in the gap for somebody when they need it. And I just hope that somebody will do that for me someday if I need it. And I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
being able to come.
Bless you.
There's a lot of people out there right now that could be here that didn't because they're tired, because they just didn't feel like it. Well, you know what? They're missing a good one. That's all I can tell them right now. And every chance I get, I'm going to be here. I can't make it a lot because of work, but the Lord understands that.
Bless
when I'm
you.
Out on the road,
bless
I don't forget about him. I talk about him every chance I get. Fella sitting down in the breakfast room the other morning at the Holiday Inn, he was sitting there, and he sat down. I seen him drop a bunch of money out of his pocket. And before I noticed that he was praying, I said, hey, buddy. And he said, I said, man, I didn't mean to interrupt your prayer. He said, no, that's okay. I said, it's finished. I said, well, I said, you dropped a bunch of money there on the floor. He said, look here, the Lord's done blessed me. So I don't forget about him when I'm going, and I just appreciate it. If I'm not here, y'all say a little prayer for me. I'm out on the road somewhere.
Got up. I said, I can't do this. They're going to use this to try to keep me from going to church tonight.
just too sad. I'm just sitting.
There we go. 58. Here we go.
Yeah.
Amen.
glory. Amen.
Mine got changed. Bed part practice. And boy, that I'm glad I'm here.
Amen.
It's good. It's good.
Amen.
I feel something I haven't felt for a while.
Thank you.
Amen.
I feel good. That's great. The world don't have this.
That's right.
The Lord got it.
Amen.
Bless your heart. Steve, it kind of struck me up when you testified there a while ago.
Amen.
I didn't know you were making all that long trip this morning, but I'm glad you made it turn back. I'm glad you and your family, your wife, and your mom come this way.
Yeah.
I love you.
Amen.
And I'm going to do a little bit of advertising for you. Y'all love to hear him preach, testify.
Yes.
He's going to be a singing Wednesday night with his guitar. Now, if you ain't heard him, you're going to hear something.
Amen.
I just want a little advertising.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Glad I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
I can tell you now, I can take you right almost
right
to that place.
Yeah.
Talking about where it is, sharing that word is. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I thought about sharing. Bless her heart. She put a love in love with me. I'm going to tell this little story. One time we was just dating and everything, and we was going, and I going to pick her up on Sunday morning.
Uh-oh.
Take her to Sunday school. Well, what the story was, I only had one thing I could drive that morning, that was my dad's dump truck. Yes, I picked her up, take her to Sunday school, Easter Sunday, in my dad's dump truck. I'm glad of memories like that. We had a good time. Y'all pray for me. I love it. Feel good tonight. I just might holler a little bit. I don't know.
Amen.
This has been a good place to be.
Amen.
I'll go hear that group some other time.
Page 78.
About the first grade or less, I want to catch one of them little bitties. I'm going to get around sort of by a scar. Most of you see it on the side of the face. I followed that pin and them little bitties under a building, under the old general store. I got one. But I tell you, she commenced on my face, and I thought I was going to die right there. I like never, building about this tall, I've never got out from under that building. And yesterday, I had a chucker bird in my hand, going to put it out up here, let it set. Had it in my hand. And it decided it wanted to get away. And I got 5 cuts here on my face. That's the second time in my life I've been flawed. But I tell you what, by the grace of God, I always wear my safety glasses. It didn't get in my eyes. Yeah. But I went around the barn to tell you this. Hopefully it don't leave a scar. But I can take you to the place and the time and the date and everywhere else.
Bless you, Jim.
Anyway, I got a heart transplant, and he didn't need no scar.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got a scar from kidney removal and everything. He didn't leave no scar. And only by the grace of God that I'm here tonight. And I can't thank you for that, church. I love y'all. Y'all remember some prayers and them kids. You know, wait what broke the wagon down. And as a human being, we don't want to wait for nothing. And Robbie says, 30 seconds in the right for waiting. But wait is hard. As the preacher said, wait upon the Lord and he desires your heart. Proverbs, somewhere now. Anyway, y'all remember us in prayer?
Bless you, Jeff.
Bless you, Jeff.
Got an nephew out on drugs, too. Just remember him. It's so hard. And you can't touch the family, you know. You can't only talk to them. You know what I mean? They just put a deaf ear. I mean, they don't. Anyway, God knows all about it. Remember us in prayer.
Amen.
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 I said, you want a church? She said, if you are. I said, well, I've got a bad headache. I had to work till 3 o'clock, and I thought, I went home, and I really don't want to go. And I thought, no, that's the devil. He's trying to keep me from going. And if I don't feel good, I'll just sit there in the back and feel bad. But, you know, it's been a wonderful service. I asked prayer for my daughter-in-law last week. She had surgery. The doctor was really concerned about her even being able to do it here. She might have to just stop and send her somewhere else. She came out in less than an hour and said, wasn't anything near as bad as I thought it would be.
Amen.
Just a blessing. There's been a lot of prayers going up for her. Amen. She's had a lot of problems. And I just thank the church and I thank the Lord for all the blessings.
Amen.
Well, I wanted to come tonight, but I fought standing up the whole night. God told me earlier to stand up, and I said, well, not right now. Let him sing a song. Well, let somebody else testify. All night I said that.
Yep.
Finally, I just said, okay, the devil, he didn't fight me coming to church. He fought me standing up, but he's not going to win because I love Jesus. And I'm glad to serve a God of second chances and tonight of third chances and tonight of fourth chances and still let me go. I love to serve a God like that. I'm glad that God loves me enough to give me another shot. To give me enough. I'm glad it didn't look at me the first time and go, Rob, would you like to? Because I said no the first time. I'm glad it didn't go, all right, you had your chance. That's it. Because I remember when I was about 6 years old, laying on the second pew in choir practice on a Thursday night, and God asking me to get saved right then, and I laid on that second pew so they couldn't see me crying because they didn't want to do it. Because I said no. I'm glad God didn't go, well, that was your shot. You're one and only.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you another one. Because for a few weeks in a row, I laid on that second pew choir practice because my mom went to choir practice and drug me to church to hear him practice. I laid there and cried, and God still said, you know what, another chance. In the middle of the night, one night, I couldn't go to sleep. I said, Mom, I can't go to sleep because if I die, I go to hell, and I didn't want to go to sleep because I was afraid I wouldn't wake up. So we called our little short, fat, bald-headed preacher, and that's what I remember. Don't remember his name, but he was short, he was fat, he was bald-headed, but he was faithful.
Amen.
come to our house in our living room.
Yeah.
Had a recliner, and I gave my heart to Jesus.
Amen.
Went to bed and went to sleep.
Amen.
And he's given me chance after chance after chance. You know, I've had a prayer recently, and it's one of those where nobody could answer it but God.
Right.
It's not one of those where you could help me. Nobody here could help me with this.
Bless
only
you.
God. And I told him, I said, God, only you can. Only you can.
Right.
You know, one day,
sure.
Woke up that morning, things hadn't changed. But by that afternoon, you know, totally 180 degree change, because God fixed it. God
yeah.
made the change. Only God could,
yeah.
and only God did.
Sure.
I'm thankful that God loves me enough. After all the times I've told him no, he said, when have you just said no? I've never just said no. I've just not done it. I just didn't stand up. I just didn't give my heart. But in not doing it, I've told him no, and he still loves me enough. To answer that prayer.
Right.
I want to praise his name
Amen.
Because he can.
Amen.
And he does.
Yes.
He will and he's able and he's
right.
available and
yeah.
he's willing
yeah.
if we just have the faith. I'm glad God loves me.
Amen.
I'm glad he knows my
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
I'm glad to be one of his kids, one of his soldiers.
Amen.
And one day, and I thought when you were singing, praise him for ages long, I thought, well, I'm going to start tonight and just keep it going.
Yeah.
One day we will praise him for ages. But we ought to start tonight and just keep it going. I'm glad to serve
yeah.
sure.
Jesus.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen.
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 Bless
the
Lord.
Bless
your heart.
Physically, I don't think I've ever driven a dump truck. But I'm pretty sure that
bless
spiritually,
yeah.
I drive one around all the time.
Yeah.
And
bless
I bet
you.
There
bless
are
you.
Times when
bless
I just keep did. Chucking stuff back here in my
right.
dump truck.
Bless
maybe y'all aren't anything like me, but I can load that puppy out. And
yeah.
there's times when that dump truck is overflowing.
Yeah.
And I know that all I have to do is just hit that button.
Bless you, honey.
And
they
I
might.
Can dump it on him.
Yeah.
He'll take care
that's
of it.
Yeah.
But I'm bullheaded. And I just keep chucking it back there and chucking it back there.
Bless
and then every
you.
Now and then God will say, why are you doing this? Just let go.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
know that's what I'm
bless
supposed to
you.
Do. But boy, I just keep throwing it back there and loading it up. And I thought, when you stood up and said that, I thought, how funny and how sweet that Sherry got in that dump truck. And she came and y'all had a good time. She's hung in there all this time. But I'm thankful that I have a God that reminds me to let that dump truck
sure.
go. I'm glad that I have friends that I can sometimes encourage me to dump that dump truck. Sometimes they get caught underneath it and I dump it on them. But they're there to help me
Amen.
And encourage me and say,
yeah,
just
yeah.
let
bless
it go.
You.
And then I can encourage them. You dump your dump truck and you let it go too. And I'm just thankful for God that doesn't care. Sometimes, Kip, I'm the worst to just hang on to stuff and think, they don't need to hear that. I'll just pray for it myself and I'll tell a couple of people to pray for it. And nobody else needs to know all that. I'm the worst, and you're right, because if I really want that, I need to ask God's people. I have
yeah,
to interview right. tomorrow, and I'm kind of nervous about it,
thank
and it's
you.
In my it's within my department, and it would be a really great job for me to have, and I'd really like to have it,
bless
but
you.
If I don't want
bless
it, because I want me to have it. So I was sitting there, I thought, when you said that, I felt God say, you need to ask him to pray for you for that job. And it's okay if I don't get it over. I mean, it's really okay. But it's just something I'd like to do.
Amen.
Something I'd like to have. So I'd like for you to pray for
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Quit driving my dump truck around and you pray for me for that anymore.
Amen.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Keep it up, church. You're sounding good.
Bless
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Spiritual.
I was sick for 3 weeks and couldn't be here.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
I thank God for the privilege to be able to come tonight. I
Amen.
Wasn't able to come, but I was, and I was glad when it came time to come.
Bless
you,
Barry.
Thank the Lord for saving me and for blessing me, and I'd like for y'all to continue to pray for Mary. She's having a terrible time with this in her ear.
Amen.
Bless you, Barry. We have to get something done, so just
bless
pray
you.
That she'll be
bless
willing
God.
To speak up and get it taken care of.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
but I wanted to be here tonight. We left at 10 o'clock, and I let my wife drive. She hollered at me sometimes, and I said, well, I can take care of that. You drive. So she drove all the way home, and I wanted to be at church tonight. It sounds like everybody here may have been a little tired or something, but we all made it, you know.
Amen.
That's the main thing, you know. But I love fun.
But
bless you. Amen.
I love gospel music.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
I grew up with it.
Bless you.
You know the Lord said, if any man asks for knowledge, then he would give. Well, I ask for knowledge, but also my prayer has been that I could be able to sing. I said, if you can help me sing gospel music.
Bless you.
I'm singing to him.
Yeah.
Not to y'all. It's right. Him. I said, I'll sing praises to you.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can give me enough talent that I can do that. I want to do it for him. Yeah. Y'all enjoy it, that's a byproduct.
Bless you.
Glory. Praise God. Lord's good today. He really is. And sometimes we may, you know, not want to come or may not want to, but let me tell you who does want to come. I see these little ones every morning.
Yeah.
They're running down the hallways. Excited, Robbie, to
yes,
be
they
here.
Are.
Yeah.
They are.
Excited. Now, it may not, you may be in here, you don't get a chance to see it. Well, I'm just going to tell you the blessings that you're missing. They'll give you a high five as they're going down the hallway because they're excited to go to class. I serve a God that is almighty.
Yeah.
And what a pleasure it is to be able to be allowed just to stand in the hallway. Brian, maybe even go to the classroom and just shake your hands, get a high five from them, see how excited and happy they are to be there. You know, I'm proud to be able to serve a God, and I'm able to watch as they nurture a little bit to come up and know in the knowledge of God and the
Amen.
Lord. That's pretty amazing. Because after I'm dead and gone, and the memory's faded, there's going to be a family somewhere, and it's just going to carry on. That's pretty awesome to me. I tell you, that's where I get pumped up. I really do. I call it a blessing. Just to be able to be around the kids that are y'all's kids that go here. The teachers that we've got that keep these kids excited
Amen.
About yeah. coming. Brian, I heard you testify this. I'm going to use you. Don't blame him for this. But, you know, sometimes on the way to church, the devil's right in there with you. Before you know it, everybody's mad at everybody. But when they come through the door, and you ain't happy, your kids are ecstatic. They're having a good time. And I'm glad that they've come to that knowledge to place that good time with the Lord in that hand right there.
Amen.
I'm tickled for that. That blesses me every Sunday morning.
Amen.
Every Sunday morning. It may not bless no one else. But, Charlie, I enjoy seeing Gavin. I enjoy seeing Noah, Stuart's little boy. I tell you what, buddy, when them kids smile at me, buddy, it just fills me right up. I want to thank the Lord. If nobody else got blessed, I did.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank
the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen. Unending day where night will never be. A city where no storm clouds ever gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder? join the throng around the crystal sea to meet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus, before whose limb each other loves all flee, and when they crown him Lord of all, I'll be there. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng around the crystal sea? We'll meet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
Shouldn't do that, you know.
Bless you, Joe.
I'm looking out of one eye right now. I've got to go see my retina specialist tomorrow because I've got a bleeding in one eye, and it's, you know, I can't see very good out of it. But,
bless you, Joe.
I thought, well, that's minor compared to what everybody else is going through.
Bless you, Joe.
You know, I sat on that prayer request, and I should have requested prayer for myself tomorrow.
Bless you, Joe.
I'll probably have to have a surgery. My life alone. someday we're all going to be together.
Amen.
In heaven.
Forever.
And we're going to see our loved ones who went on before.
Yes. Amen.
You know, it's glory. If I didn't have that hope or have that feeling, I wouldn't be here tonight. No, there would be no reason to be here if we would not have that hope.
Amen. Bless you, Joe.
You know, in our future, you know, our eternal future. And I'm so thankful for what the Lord has done.
Bless you, buddy.
Hey, Chris. You know, I wasn't going to stand up. But you know, y'all just kept stepping up, you know. And the old devil just sticking on me, you know.
Just
sit there and be quiet now.
Right.
Don't jump up. But I can't do that anymore. I'm sorry.
No.
Bless you, Lord.
The Lord has blessed me, and I'm not deserving, you know. And I'm so thankful that I'm on his side.
Amen.
Amen.
He's on my side.
Bless you, Joe. They don't stand and praise in the rock's will.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
As we sing them songs a while ago, them words kept getting more just blurry there to me. I couldn't keep them tears out that eye, Steve, as we sing.
Bless you, Donnie.
I thought at one time it took a whole lot to make me cry. But then after I got saved,
bless you, Donnie.
I was just like a crybaby.
Yeah,
amen. Tears of joy.
And Joe, a guy sort of questioned me on that, what you was talking about these little kids the other morning. And he said, I can't understand why God does this to people. And I said, well, don't blame the Lord, blame Satan. It started back in the garden. And I said, because of sin, the sin's on the world. And I said, it started with Satan.
Yeah.
Back in the garden. Yeah. So don't blame God.
Right.
I don't like it when a lot of people want to blame God.
Right.
And put the blame where it lies.
That's
and
right.
I put it back over the door and I said, it started in the garden.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's where it
that's
began,
right.
Brother
that's
Charlie.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we get that kind of stuff put up on us. And then I started thinking out where different places where people has got saved. And I think of Bernard a lot when he was got saved in the barn.
Yes.
Yeah. And I use that a lot of times. I tell people, I said, well, I knew one got saved in the barn.
Yeah.
He said he knelt down on that dirty floor and he received Christ as his Savior. And I'll never forget. Stuff like that I won't ever forget.
Amen.
And I'm glad God brings that all back to our memories.
Amen.
But most of all, I'm glad that he gives me them tears.
Amen. Amen.
And remember what he did on Calvary.
Amen. 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 And I'll never forget what he said. Stop at my house and tell my wife that I gave my heart to Jesus. And my
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have song and praise tonight.
Go ahead. I thought that's one of my favorite songs. Well, it is my favorite song, I guess. Well, as I like singing, hear people sing, that's my favorite song, Mary. What will it be when we get over yonder? I can remember back some probably 60 years ago, maybe longer than that. I used to hear a group of girls sing that.
Yeah. Amen.
I ain't been there 60 years.
Not in the chair. Hey, sister, Charlie sisters. Brenda, I think maybe you did all it. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I think pretty sure you was. They used to sing that song over Grapevine. I shouted just as loud then as I did now. That's the same spirit, Al, that's then and still now.
Yeah.
And you know what? I got to tell you this. I got to tell you this. The devil's been, you maybe know he's been a little quiet and all that, but the devil, he knows better than trying to tell me to quit. That's all the question. But he's quieting me down. I let him quieten me down a little bit. You don't need to get up and shout no more, make a big loud noise, just quieten down, let the other people go. Well, the Lord stopped that tonight, didn't he? What
bless
the devil thinks
hey, mate.
Is this is too bad.
Bless you.
I'd rather be loud as quiet, I'll tell you that. I'm glad. saved me.
Amen.
You know what? I feel good tonight.
I do too.
Amen. God's been good to me. He has been good to me, kid.
Yeah,
I love every one of you. I really do. I think a lot about my ones that I went to school. Sorry, Kate, I put the only one of you. Anyway, we're glad we're here. I didn't have an idea. I thought about sharing when I told the story about the dump truck. She must really love me. She didn't get mad at me or nothing. She just climbed up in there and come right up the road, went right by and went. But anyway, ain't you glad of what? I love memories like that. I do. They
good, man. Hey, man.
I thought about my dad. I thought about my dad when he requested prayer a long time before he came and got saved. And he finally did. Daddy was a man of his own. You didn't tell him too much what to do. He was his own person. But they finally got him to an altar up on Allen's Fork, right there at the church that washed away in a flood up there. And they got him to an altar he come back and I noticed he wasn't acting right. But anyway, like I thought he would, but they told him everything and he was all right, but Daddy wasn't all right. And he walked into a store down around Sister, you know who this fellow is. And he walked in there and Cluster Dyes Hardware.
Yeah.
Cluster said, I heard you got saved. Daddy said, right there's where I got saved.
Yeah.
And then the Lord, you never know what the Lord, he does things
right.
I've got to shut up, but I swear I'm
the Lord.
I'm going to hear there's a boy that's been saved, and he's been lending his down to the Fisher Chapel, Rick Fisher.
Yes, amen.
Bless his heart. He just never did go to church or nothing. But he got saved, and boy, he's letting his light shine. He's got a gospel group, and he's going to sing down there tonight. He goes to church over Crossroads where he goes. But they were going to say, I was going to hear, but I'll go some other time here. Really, I'll tell you exactly what I thought about. I thought, if the choir comes down about 20 minutes after 6, I'm just going to tell Sharon. I said, let's just slip out and run down and we'll have time. Boy, I'm glad the Lord just worked out and took care of all of that. About 20 after 7, still up here, ain't we? I'll say, I'm glad to see you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, not very many people get to go to church with the person that baptized them, okay? And I'm fortunate that I get to do that because Dana, with Pastor Fisher, okay, is the one that baptized me, okay, in the river down here on Rocky Fork, as you go up toward what used to be Rippin' Waters
middle
area.
Middle Fork.
But yeah, that song brings back a lot of memories to me because my sister used to sing the verses on it, didn't she, Sharon? We all sang together for a long, long time, and it was a wonderful time that we had. And we used to have, remember they had what they called young people meeting?
Yeah.
Remember that on Friday nights?
Friday night.
That's where we went, was the church on Friday nights because
praise
we had young people meeting, okay? And most of the young people that were there were from the junior high and the high school out here.
And the church was always packed full.
And it was. We always had a big crowd, and everybody had a part in it. I'll never forget this. Whoever was leading the service, when they came in, they passed you out these little pieces of paper. Remember that, Charlie?
Verses, yeah.
And throughout the service, okay, whoever was leading the service, when it was your time to read that passage from the Bible, you were supposed to stand up and read it.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I ever did that, I was just shaking in my boots, okay, to think that I was going to stand up in front of somebody and read something. But those are wonderful memories, okay? And I'm going to tell you all, okay, we came up here to sing. And I looked back, and it just seemed like there wasn't very many people back there for a while, Chris, okay? And I said, Lord, there's not a whole lot of people back there, but the people that are here really want to be here.
They really
want to be here, or they wouldn't be here.
Right.
So just bless us, okay? That was my prayer tonight, Al, that the Lord would just bless those that really wanted to be here.
Yeah.
And I believe with all my heart that there may have been things in your way today that may have tried to prevent you from being here, but you really wanted to be here. And that's, you know, when God's people are gathered together, whether there's a big crowd or a small crowd, if your heart is ready for the word, if you're ready to hear the songs that are being sang, and you really want to be here, I believe God will bless. I really believe that He will.
lets me know every day that I belong to him. You know, I need that reassurance. I don't know about the rest of you, but I need that reassurance every day.
Right.
And my girlfriend gave me this this daily worship guide, okay? And it talks about, it's basically the Holy Spirit talking to you. And the woman that put it together, okay, she's part of the Women of Faith thing. And I'll read those sometimes, and it just seems like the Lord knows what's going on in my life that day.
Yeah.
It's just like that I need to know that I'm okay just like I am. That it doesn't, I don't have to be anybody different. I don't have to change.
Just you.
Whatever. He just wants me.
He just wants me.
That song, Just As I Am,
yes,
has kind of taken on a whole new meaning for me because of that that daily worship thing. And I really appreciate that. I appreciate the Holy Spirit interceding with my spirit, okay, and letting me know that I belong to him. And I'm just so thankful for that. I'm thankful for the memories that we have with Charlie and Brenda and Sharon and Dana and from up there at Grapevine. I can tell you where I was saved. Charlie Hammack was there that Sunday night. And I remember that just like it was yesterday. And it's coming up on almost 50 years. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the Lord taking care of me all these years. I didn't deserve what he gave me. I've never deserved what the Lord has given me.
No.
Dana was talking about going picking Sharon up in a dump truck. Tim picked me up in an old electrical van. An old blue electrical van. It was all banged up and had, it was dirty and everything else. But anyway, and here I had a brand new Cutlass Calais sitting in the garage, okay, and I'm out running around with him in a blue van, okay? What does that tell you about me and Sharon? We don't expect a whole lot, I guess. It's good to know deep down in your soul that the Lord loves you, he cares about you, and he wants what's really best for you. And sometimes that's hard for me to understand, because it's hard for me to understand that somebody other than myself wants what's best for me. But I know that. I know without a doubt that the Lord wants what's best for me. And I just appreciate him tonight. I appreciate the Holy Spirit. Like I said, I need to feel that spirit from time to time.
Yes,
I need to know that I belong to him. And I'm just so appreciative that he allows us to experience that from time to time.
Landon, sing us a song.
Say what?
Sing a song.
Life is easy when you're upon the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change, you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith. You're never alone, for the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the valley. still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're down in the valley. Oh, but the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptations, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. God of the day is still God in the night. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night.
That spans generations on both sides of my family. But my grandma, my dad's mom, I got the privilege of taking care of her in her last few years. And that when she couldn't recognize her own face in a picture, when she'd see the picture of her and her husband, she didn't recognize the picture, who the people were. But she could tell me every detail of the day she got saved.
Amen.
Amen. And a couple of days before she died, she woke up out of her stupor. She said, "I dreamed that I was in heaven. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day." That was the last thing she said.
Praise the Lord.
But I had a great cloud of witnesses. I grew up in the church. I went to a church school. I have been around the church family all my life. But sometimes when you're raised in the church, you don't pay attention to all the blessings that you have. You don't get up enough to say that how grateful you are. And I'm guilty of that. I've had an incredibly blessed life. I should get up every second, every morning, and praise God for what He does for me. But even if I couldn't praise Him for the things that He does for me, I should be able to praise Him for who He is. No matter what He does for me, He's still God. And He's still on the throne. And He still loves me. And it doesn't wax and it doesn't wane. It's constant. And when I get to heaven and I see all those people that showed me how to walk the path, I'll be grateful for that. The best thing in the world is going to be able to hear God say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And if I don't get up and say how grateful I am and talk about how wonderful He is, not because of what He's done for me, then I don't think He'll be able to say that to me. And so I hope that right now that He can start saying that about me.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, aren't you glad you came tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Self-worth and who I am is really wrapped up in what I do and all that kind of thing, okay? I want to tell you that the Lord's better than that, and he does a good job on everybody.
Bless John.
Hallelujah.
So,
but there's a couple of scriptures, you know. If we have hope in this life only, we'll be most miserable. And the devil tells me that I'm already miserable because my hope is lost in this life. But I know that that's wrong.
Right.
He's a liar.
Amen.
And,
amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
What
I have to remember is that by the fruit of my lips, I will eat good. And it says the lips of the righteous feed many. And so I'm working on my confession. You know, I'm working on my confession because the lips of the righteous feed many. And it says, the blessing of the Lord make it rich, and he added no toiling, no sorrow with it. No sorrow, no toiling with the blessing of the Lord. And I had fainted. It says in the Psalms, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So I just praise him and bless him tonight.
I'm thankful for Aaron's message this morning. I don't know if he's here tonight, but I think when he talked about us neglecting the spiritual heart, I think that hit all of us. Because you can tell the results of the service tonight, where we realized that we might have been neglecting our spiritual heart just a little bit, and we all realized we might need to be doing a little more work. And I know I did. And we all come to church, and we realize that what is it that's holding us back from having a service like this every single time we're here?
That's right.
What is it? It's
right.
Us. It's each and every one of us is the only thing that's holding us back from having this every single time that we're
Amen.
Here. I mean, we could have this type of service literally every time we come to church if we want to.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit's going to show up.
Right.
But it's up to us to get over ourselves and,
right.
and stand up and be willing to be the first one on the night to stand up and break the service open or the next person to stand up or whatever it is. To be able to be willing to stand up, and we can literally have a service like this every single time that we're in these doors.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is going to be here every time if we just are obedient and we come through these doors as ready to have a service like this.
Amen.
But I'm just thankful for Aaron's message this morning, talking about how we can't neglect the spiritual heart because I think it hit all of us. And by him being obedient this morning and his message and giving the message that God gave him, that kind of made all of us start to be a little more obedient tonight. I'm just thankful that we have people in the church that are willing to give the right message, willing to be obedient and do what God tells them to do. And I'm just thankful for that.
Amen.
Bless you.
Bless your
heart.
Bless
you, bud.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well,
don't ever be sorry, Trent, for standing for the Lord.
Amen.
Never.
Don't apologize for that.
Never.
Thank the Lord for it.
be rough going home after a service like this. We just go on to the big home.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm ready to go anytime y'all are ready.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's a spirit.
I said, Chris, sing
that.
I can remember JT just bellowing.
There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know and feel the presence of the
Yeah.
Jimmy Kane dismisses.